Okay. How can one investigate without getting the mind too active? I find that when I try to investigate or reflect, my mind gets so active that I find myself getting caught up in it. I think that's it's an important balance that we need to to pay attention to, in the sense that investigating has many modes, but one of the results of the investigation should be an increased clarity and increased confidence, as opposed to stirring the mind up, creating more doubts or more complications, so that sometimes investigation, all that's necessary is just a directed attention, as opposed to picking it apart too much or trying to analyze too much, but just an attention that is looking from a particular perspective, say the perspective of is this dukkha, is this not, where is the end of dukkha? Okay, directing attention in a way that helps the mind to have a certain energy, a certain clarity, and then it starts to see things more clearly. What you're paying attention to processes, just like that causal process. You're paying attention to the process as opposed to all the nitty gritty of the every single nuance of detail. Paying attention to the process of impermanence, of change, of uncertainty, that paying attention to that process, paying attention to the process of dukkha. What's the nuance of dukkha? Is it mildly dissatisfying? Is it wildly disagreeable? It's paying attention to the process. How does it work? Okay.